You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is AFQ Football, the show in which a panel of guests answer questions that are sent in by you, the listeners. And this time, they are being sent in by the Facebook subscribers group. It is actually an in-person AFQ Football, which I'll be honest, I'm not a fan of as much as the ones that I get to just do in my pyjamas at home. But the people we have answering your questions are Amelia Bonnet, Ian Salmon, Mike Kearney, and Neil Atkinson. And we're going to start with this nice, simple question from Tom Hadfield, who has said, how fucked are Man United? Neil, how fucked are Man United?
Quite fucked. I think it's not about the ownership. I think that could actually not be the worst thing in the world that ever happens. But they have a problem, which is that whilst players can improve, you're in a situation where very few of any set of signings any manager would make after 18 months to 2 years would get into the first team of any of their rivals. So it doesn't matter who's been buying the players or which manager it's been. You always skip the calendar forward. And you could go, he's a good player. Rafael Varane's a good player. Mm. But you'd probably rather pick Ibu Konate. Mm. Or you'd probably rather pick Diaz, City. Or you'd probably rather pick Saliba. And this just keeps happening. Mm. So they've got, and it doesn't matter who it is, they just get another block of these footballers.
They buy flash, don't they?
Yeah, a bit of that. But I think they buy flash, they buy panic. And then they've got to move on when other clubs aren't prepared to panic in their direction because they know how difficult it is. So I think it's a 3-year job. If everything went well from this point, and I even think there's a question mark over the manager for them to be able to genuinely challenge for the title, and that's with a downhill wind and everything going well from this point. So wherever the ownership goes, in loads of ways, I think for the soul of football, it's better off that they're not bought by a Middle Eastern consortium that has used them for sports washing. But I actually think for themselves, because the madness might just continue, but with even more money, that would have been possible. I think the idea of there being a decent sporting operation, which might happen or might not, depending on this buyout, which has to operate by at least some degree of regular rules, is not a bad thing. But the problem is, the woman's just got to build it all from scratch, and they've got to get rid of everyone else. And Casemiro's still got 3 years left on his deal, even though I think I might be fitter than him. and there's all these things that just sort of keep... I'm not, by the way. There's all these things that just sort of keep dropping in there, and none of it is ever a permanent solution. One of the best things they've done is the new centre-forward, I think, is a good sign. I think it's smart. I think it's one of the few bits of genuinely smart things that they've done, and it feels like an accident. I would have said the goalkeeper, but he's come into a team that's fallen apart, and he's thought, I can accelerate this. You think you're going now? So yeah, that's my Man United, I think, are genuinely quite fucked, whilst always going to be finishing somewhere in the top six. Mm.